It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Austin.
We are joined right now by a very special person, an Army veteran who served in Operation Enduring Freedom. It's Mr. Matthew Delgado. And the reason we're talking to Matthew is because Matthew was actually placed with a dog from our friends at Vet Dogs.
Yes, he was. Matthew, you also served in the U.S. Army. You're an Army vet that served in Operation Enduring Freedom. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep. I was actually there twice. First tour was 08 to 09, and then the second tour was 11 to 12.
Okay.
Now, and about a year ago, Vet Dogs placed you with your now service dog, Zave, right?
Yes, they did. I went through the class almost a year to the day.
Oh, wow. So, and how has it been, your first year in?
It's been amazing. I think one of my brightest moments is when somebody asked one of my daughters, you know, how has daddy been since having Zave? And she said, daddy's not angry anymore.
Oh,
so he's really brought my personality back. There were times I would seclude myself, kind of lock my way from my family, things like that, where now, like, he just brings out the best in me. And then I'm able to do a lot more. I have a lot of physical things going on, just wear and tear from my time in the service. So Zave can do everything from, you know, pressing handicap door buttons for me. Anything I drop, he's picking it up for me. He can do personal space. And, you know, the coolest thing that he does for me is I get better quality of sleep because he can wake me up from any night terrors.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Do you know what kind of training did Zave go through? And do you know how long it took Zave to be trained to be able to do all those things?
Yeah, so I got him just under 2 years old. I know that he was with their Prison for a Purpose program.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually was with the prisoners during the week, and then he had puppy raisers on the weekend. And that started when he was pretty little. So they do the basic obedience tasks. And then once they master that, they go back to Vet Dogs and they start their task training. So his trainer was Alex, and she trained him specifically to the tasks that I would need. And then when him and I met last May, we were matched up, and Vet Dog flies us out there. They keep us there for 2 weeks. They have a private chef on staff for us.
Wow.
That makes gourmet meals. It's amazing. And then they actually teach us how to utilize the dogs. So it's really funny. To the dogs, it's a game, right? So they have to teach us to essentially take over what their handlers did, and the dogs will push us because they know we don't know the game.
Yeah.
So they have to train us to learn the game.
That's funny. So the dog's training you, essentially.
Yeah, the dog's training us, and they're and then the trainers at Vet Dogs are training us to utilize them, right? And so, you know, Zave and I, our bond continues to deepen. He's already a fan favorite at my work. They've already told me that, hey, whenever he retires, he's welcome in this building anytime. He goes everywhere with me. He travels with me. He's on the soccer field with me. I'm actually able to be a soccer coach with my kids now. You know, I got him by my side. He's one of our representatives. So he has literally opened up my world.
I'm also trying to figure out, I'm trying to visualize what Zave looks like, especially with a name like that and that kind of training. What kind of dog is Zave?
Yeah, so he's 75% lab, yellow lab, and then 25% golden retriever. And he's got the box head of the lab like you would expect, but then he's got the golden eyes. So he's a beautiful dog.
Oh,
he knows
gosh.
It. And, you know, other people, when he has his vest on, unless I tell him, you know, he can, they're not supposed to pet him, et cetera, but he like almost baits people. He'll just give them that look. Like,
yeah,
I know you can't touch me, but
so cute.
Oh, it's kind of hard not to pet him.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just a wonderful program. I actually got to meet his donors. And it was really neat. I found out not only did Zave get named after the donor's father, who was named Xavier, but they called him Zave for short. But then I found out they both had the same birthday at the graduation. Yeah, so there's a connection there. And the cool thing is I know nothing about Zave when I go. I knew nothing about him. I'd never seen a picture of him. I didn't know his name. I didn't know if I was getting a yellow lab, black lab, a golden. I had no information. We get the dogs about a day and a half in, and they do it really cool. First, we do a game where we try to match the puppy to the name. and then they tell you which puppy is yours. So that's pretty cool. And then they bring us to our rooms and they videotape us meeting our dogs for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So it's very personal.
It is.
And so when him and I met each other for the first time, I mean, it was just what the story I tell everybody is when we came back to class that afternoon with our dogs, before everybody was kind of keeping to themselves, we weren't really talking. Just in that moment, when we came back with our dogs, everybody was laughing, joking. We were opening up to each other. I think there were about 6 to 8 of us in our class. And I'll tell you what, like, we all said it. Like, we all came out. And slowly each day throughout the training with them, we were all genuinely laughing again. That's something our class specifically called out. And I will tell you, our class has a text group. We're very tight. So not only did we get our dogs to help us out, but now we have this bond with our classmates where we stay in touch and give each other advice, encourage each other, and just ask general questions, even, you know, about, you know, what we're going through and things like that. So it's really neat.
So you built a little community, basically.
We have.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why we're here supporting vet dogs, because they can do things like that and create a whole new world for vets like you. Before you got Zave, what were your expectations? Were you thinking like, okay, it might help, it might not help? I mean, what were you thinking even beforehand?
So I'm a dog lover. So I actually had a golden retriever before Zave, and she wasn't officially trained, but she kind of became my unofficial support dog. And then when she passed away, my wife realized there was a huge gap. So we were nervous because we didn't know what to expect. And we had two dogs at the time, so we weren't sure how that would go. And it's actually better than expected. Like, I knew he would help, but I didn't know he would change my life.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's so amazing. And that's why this is so important to us, to bring awareness to vet dogs, to raise money so we can get a dog to another vet, because we know that that dog can change their lives just like Zave has changed yours.
Yeah.
And your story is pretty incredible, especially when you served twice for Operation Enduring Freedom. You said it was in 08, 09, and then 11 and 12. I mean, that's quite the feat. And to be able to come back and have vet dogs and the cutest little animal like Zave sounds like he is, to be able to share in your life and make things a little bit easier for you. I mean, God bless vet dogs for doing what they're doing.
Yeah, we are talking to Matthew Delgado, an Army vet who served in Operation Enduring Freedom, about his service dog, Zave, who was paired with him by vet dogs. And Matthew, how many kids do you have?
I have two girls.
And how does Zave get along with the girls?
Oh, my God. So my littlest one, it's so funny. We weren't sure if she was going to be a dog person. She's about to turn 7, but she loves him. I mean, she'll call him up to lay with her in bed. She'll play with him. They'll cuddle in the car in the backseat when we're traveling somewhere. Mm-hmm. My oldest is actually the one who he responds to next. So I had a hip surgery recently, so he still needs to play and, you know, get his tasks done and get fed. And so my oldest daughter, who's 10, will step up and do that for me. And then my wife adores him as well. So, I mean, everybody just embraced him. And we have a 2-year-old collie, and I call that's his girlfriend. So when Zave and I, we travel for work a lot.
That's cute.
So when we come home, he does that lab bounce. He just, and if it's the middle of the night, he doesn't care. He's waking everybody up to say hello. Like, he just loves, I think not only does, because you have to, you know, the dogs too, when they first come home with us, they just, you know, I think sometimes they think it's just another stop because they've been with, you know, their initial trainer, then they get put back into vet dogs, and then they get off. Mm-hmm. So they don't know, hey, what's going on. But Zave definitely knows this is his forever home now. So just to see him get excited, and then also to see the family get excited to see him has been amazing. The cool thing is at home, he's a dog. He's a dog. He gets to play.
Yeah.
But his attention on me is phenomenal. Like, he will come up to me and he will let me know, like, hey, you need to chill out, or I can sense something's going on, so I'm going to stick close to you.
Wow.
So he
That's
knows
amazing.
When to kind of come and go. Like, that bond will only continue. I'll never forget when John stood up, who's the CEO, and he told us they have more dogs than they do vets. And a lot of vets don't think they need it, but those are probably the ones who need it the most. So I would encourage any vet to apply for vet dogs, go through the process, because it will sincerely change your life. your mental health and just your overall well-being.
That's amazing. Yeah, Matthew, I love that you're sending that message. Yeah, thank you so much.
We could say it a million times over, but I think your words carry way more weight than ours do, as you serve for our country, which thank you very much for your service to this great country. And we want to thank you for your time this morning, for chatting with us and sharing what Vet Dogs is all about, because we're trying to put our full weight behind this program and we want to let everyone know about it. And by bringing you on this morning, you did just that, and we appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. And if you're a vet, please go at least check out America's Vet Dogs. Even if you're not a vet, it's a great cause to donate to. All the cost goes to the veterans and to matching them with a dog.
Matthew, listen, man, thank you so much for sharing your story. And just a reminder, we are partnering with America's Vet Dogs, trying to help veterans like Matthew find their own Zave. Our goal is $50,000, which will help pair one service dog with a veteran. You can head to vetdogs.org/US99 to donate, or text DOG to 312-946-4995, and we'll send the link right to your phone. It's Melissa and Austin's Get a Vet a Dog.